Welcome to New Hope Ministries. New Hope Ministries is a part of New Hope Community Church in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Please listen or subscribe to our podcast by visiting newhopecommunitychurch.podomatic.com or listen to us on iTunes. There's Pastor Mike with this week's message in Matthew, Hide and Seek Gods. The title of the message today is Hide and Seek Gods. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 7 today if you're following along. I've had many times where I met stuck people. They would initiate in situations. When they were wrong, they could not initiate an apology. When something needed to be said to heal, they waited and waited for the other person to respond. When someone showed them without a doubt they were wrong, they would stand firm and not admit or even initiate a path of rectifying the situation. They could not initiate anything, and the other person had to do it first. Even in religion, the gods people worship today have a non-initiative approach. The individual has to do or say something to approach their god. It's up to them to step forward and do something to get to the god. They need to appease the god or do something to go to that deity. It's their responsibility to ask and seek first, or they will not receive any results in their circumstances. In many religions, the initiating takes place when the human being says or does something to get to their god. But how does Jesus work? Who asks first? Matthew chapter 7, starting in 7, says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." The language there is continually. Continually be asking, and it will be given. Continually seek, and you will find. Continually reverently knock, and it will be opened to you. When we are praying for something in God's will, it will be given. When we are seeking answers in God's will, He will provide them. Revelation says of the Church of Philadelphia, there was a door that was open that no one could close. God can open doors no one can close and cause great things to happen. There are things I specifically pray this scripture verse for. My life has been filled with pain the past few years. Myself, my family, we've lost much. And even wondered why for some of the situations that took place. One situation took place that really hurt me. There was a lot of loss, so I began to pray. There were answers given to why it took place, but you could tell those answers were not sincere at all. There were many holes and gaps in the situations, and some of the people who were involved were downright mean to me as I attempted to bring healing to all of it, so I prayed. Verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." And prayed, I cried, I broke, I thought this could not be all me, it could not be all on me. I know that some of it is, but it could not be all on me. Then one day I got my first answer. That answer came through the fire department in the area, something that we found out that filled a couple of the gaps that were missing. Then God sent an old friend to us and they didn't know anything about the situation, but began to fill more parts to the puzzle. Pieces began to come together. The parts that were either lied about by the other parties or excuses that were false began to fit. I even found out I was being used at some points and led astray by people I trusted. It broke my heart, and I pray for those people all the time and ask God to help them. But you see, eventually God filled in the missing pieces of what took place. There was a peace, and there was a weight, and a burden lifted after that. Verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." In my pain, I continually sought the Lord and hoped at some point He would bring answers. He did, and I praised Him and I thanked Him for it. I've also been praying for many things in my life that He has not answered yet. I've fought in prayer for many things in my life that He has not answered. As I pray in His will for the things I know He can fix, heal, or rectify, I know I have hope. The language there is, everyone who continually asks receives. The one who continually seeks finds, continually knocks the door open. It's a lifestyle. It's a continual teaching throughout our lives. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. I continually should go to Him. I watch drug deals across the street. I should continually ask the Lord to do something to help those caught up in it. Even in the most intimate parts of my life, my marriage, my family, everything that's going on with the church, I continually seek that He would heal, that He would work to change me, to heal those in my deepest relationships. But I encourage you, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Jesus promises doors will be open, and look at the next verse, verse 8. For everyone who seeks, who asks, receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We need to be in His presence for the rest of our lives. It is nothing we learn, but something we continually seek after. It's a lifelong process, but who's initiating it? Because with Buddha, Allah, Krishna, the Eastern and Western religions, the whacked out crazy cults, and the mainline faiths, all of them have one thing in common. You go to their God. What did God do? He came down to us. He initiated and even died and rose again so that we can go to Him. Jesus is initiating and asking us to keep on asking. Jesus is saying, seek. He does not play hide and seek like the other gods that people follow. He's saying, I'm right here, and all you need to do is ask. Psalm 139 is a beautiful psalm. It shows us that Jesus is not a hide and seek God. It says, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become my right hand around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is as light to you. Three times in the Garden of Gethsemane. So if it's okay for Jesus, it's okay for me to ask three times. Paul asked three times about his thorn in his side. If it's okay for Paul to ask three times, it's okay for me. Jesus said, keep on asking. Seek, which is lost. Knock, he says, and he will come in fellowship with you. Jesus says, if you continually seek, He will allow you to discover. If you continually knock, He will open doors. Just continually ask, and He will answer. And the important thing here is what? Who is asking first? Who is initiating the asking here? Who here has officially asked first? Jesus is asking us to ask. Jesus initiated this, and He came to earth, and He came to us, and He wants us to keep asking, which is contradictory to some Christian popular opinion. When someone says to you, you only need to ask once because God knows what you're asking for, and if you do, it's a lack of faith. Well, Jesus is saying continually ask. seek, and knock. Jesus asked more than once in his prayers. Paul asked more than once in his prayers. So did Jesus and Paul have a lack of faith by asking more than once? Jesus initiates and teaches us here and asks us to continually ask. If I have something someone I love needs, I desire to give it. Verse 9. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Hungry. Dad, here, chew on a rock. God is not the parent on Charlie Brown where all the kids get candy, and Charlie Brown's like, I got a rock. God would give that boy candy if he asked. I'm sorry, but champion Charlie Brown deserves some candy and not a bag of rocks as he wore his ghost costume with 20 holes in it. When my kid wants lunch, I don't tell her to go outside and eat rocks on the driveway. Before she was old enough, I made her a sandwich, and now she's 16, so I tell her to go make one herself. Verse 10. Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake. I used to swim in the Delaware River and found it disgusting. When I came across freshwater eels, or when I swam and saw water moccasins. Fishermen would fish at night and sometimes find water snakes in their nets. Will we give our child a water snake or a fish? Which one? Verse 11. If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Jesus told evil or selfish us to ask, seek, and knock. Jesus is basing this on a deep relationship of a father and a child. Jesus also said in Luke 11, which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? People get confused when God calls us evil, but the Bible is clear. Compared to God and his perfect thoughts and ways, we are all evil. Compared to him, we are evil. All of us are evil. Then there are those who say if you ask, you open yourself up to the devil, speaking evil in tongues, or it's some trap. Jesus says right here, ask and it'll be given. Not ask and the enemy steps in front of me and botches you all up. God is bigger than that. Some people will say if you open yourself up to God's Spirit, you'll get demonic tongues. That's blasphemous. God wants us to ask and trust him, and then you're to say he will allow us to have something demonic. That's ridiculous. Verse 12 says, so in everything, do to others what you would have do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Most of us teach our children, if you don't want them to do that, then you don't do that to them. Then nothing ever gets done. Here it says, what you want them to do to them, do unto others. Jesus initiated and did for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, do unto others. I remember learning this in school. I remember seeing it on the number 2 pencils. It's called the Golden Rule. But I don't ever remember them telling me they got it from the Bible. I remember getting rulers and pencils and different things in school with the Golden Rule that was on it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's so good that other religious groups took the advice too, and they turned it around. For example, in Buddhism, it says, hurt not others with what pains yourself. Hinduism, treat others the way you yourself wish to be treated. Islam, do unto all men as you would wish to have done to you. Judaism, what you yourself hate, do to no man. American Indian, live in harmony, for we are all related. Wicca, do as you will, as long as you harm no one. They're all coming out of the Golden Rule. Do unto others as God would have done to you. Do unto others as you would have done to you. These are the things that we need to do. There are so many things in my life now that I need to pray. And I pray sometimes twice a day, or three times a day, or, you know, many times a day. There's people in our church right now, and they're hurting. They have sicknesses, and they have things that need healed. There are people in our church who are struggling in their lives, who are living in fear in different situations, that are living in depression, that are hurting and mad and angry inside. There are many different things. And I need to go and I need to continually ask every day. Lord, let your blood be over my marriage. Lord, let your protection be over my children. Lord, let your healing be over this congregation and the people who are hurting inside of it today. Lord, be with their families. I continually ask, continually seek, continually knock, so the door will be open. And in all that, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I hope that you pray for me. I hope you don't forget to pray for me. I need your prayers. I covet your prayers. It's so easy to forget and not to pray. It's very difficult sometimes. But we need to be praying. We need to be seeking. We need to be knocking. We need to be, you know, for the most intimate parts of our lives. There are some things that are really deep going on with me right now. And I go to the Lord and I continually ask Him to help me, to have mercy, to work in those situations. Continually seeking, continually knocking, asking for those doors to be open, asking for those things so that those people will walk in His will, asking that God would help me to walk in His will and not my own. There are many things we should do. Let's pray. Father, we just lift up this time and what we've learned to you today, Father, that we can continually ask and continually seek, continually knock so that the door will be open. Lord, there are many doors in our lives, Lord, right now that are really hard. Many of us are living in fear and in struggle. I pray, Father, that you would open those doors, that you would move in those places, Lord, that we struggle, the places that we need you so much. Lord, there are many people here who need healing, who need healing of their minds, of their hearts, who need healing of your touch and your hand, some who even need renewal or salvation. Lord, I pray that you would just hear me, and that as I continually ask for these things from day to day, that you would let the doors be open. Let people come to know you as Lord and Savior. Let people not live in fear, but live in freedom. And Father, in all these things, we give you praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you enjoyed this message, please continue to listen or subscribe by visiting newhopecommunitychurch.podomatic.com or listen to us on iTunes. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week. And don't forget, there's always new hope in Jesus. God bless you.